Welcome, and thank you for joining me. This is Frank Talk with Grace, a podcast where we talk about everything. We inspire hope, build confidence, and encourage people to live up to their potentials. I'm your host, Grace Ieta, and it's always a pleasure having you with me on the show. In today's episode, we will be talking about anger. When, how, and what? What is anger? When is anger a problem? Dealing with anger. The Bible perspective on anger. Controlling your emotions. Before we delve further into our discussion for today, you will agree with me that in recent times, there have been a lot of media reports, both on social media and on mainstream media, about violence, domestic violence, anger-related violence, a lot of killings that stem up from uncontrolled anger. People nowadays are unable to calm down their emotions, are unable to rule their spirit, and so what happens next? They take out their anger on the person closest to them, on the next person available, or on who angers them. And so there have been a lot of bad reports, a lot of bad news on social media, on mainstream media. We hear these things every day. We watch these things online every day. And so today, we're going to be dealing with anger. What is anger? Anger, as we know, is an emotion. Like every other emotion, like happiness, like sadness, anger is just an emotion. What you do when you're angry is what makes the difference. Uncontrolled anger has destroyed a lot of lives, relationships, and destinies. Now, when is anger a problem? Anger becomes a problem when it is violent, toxic, irrational, aggressive, and uncontrolled. Anger becomes a problem when it leads you into sin. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26, the Bible says, "Be ye angry and sin not." That is the King James Version. If you take a look at the Good News Version of the Bible, it says, if you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. What do you do when you're angry? Are you a kind of person that when you're angry, you begin to throw tantrums, or you begin to destroy things around you? Or are you the kind that when you are angry, you take out your anger on your spouse, your children, your relatives, on everyone who is around you? Or the type that self-harms? When you're angry, you either go on a hunger strike or you begin to inflict bodily harms on yourself. Or are you the type that when you're angry, you keep malice with everyone that is around you? You stop talking to people, you stop talking to your offender. The Bible says, be angry. Even if you are angry, do not let anger, your anger, lead you to sin. Being angry on its own is not a sin. How you channel your anger is what matters. When you turn on people in a fit of anger, it shows how cowardly you are. A real man, a real woman knows that violence doesn't solve anything. Am I communicating? Yes. So, now let's look at dealing with anger. We're going to take a Bible reading from the book of Proverbs 16, verse 32. If you have a Bible, you can turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 32. The Bible says, I'm reading from Amplified Version, "He who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty, and he who rules and controls his own spirit than he who captures a city. It is better to be slow to anger. It is more honorable to be slow to anger. And as the Bible says, he who rules his own spirit is better than he who captures a city. Like, can you imagine? The strong will think, yes, they've been able to capture a city, but you who is able to capture your own self, to put your own thoughts and anger under control, in the sight of God, you are better. How do you deal with anger? The first thing to do to effectively deal with anger is to, one, identify the root cause of your problem. What triggers your anger? Identify the triggers of your anger. Sit down and cross-check your life. What gets you angry? What is that thing that really pisses you off to the point of throwing punches, beating up people, breaking things at home and all of that? What is that thing that triggers your anger? Could it be that you don't like the way maybe someone speaks to you, or you don't like a particular phrase? Identify that thing that gets you up, that gets you so worked up, so upset, boiling with rage and anger. Now evaluate your anger. The second thing to do is to evaluate your anger. Are you angry for the right cause, or are you just angry because you just want to feel on top? You just want to show yourself. Like, check that thing. Check it. Is it the right thing you're doing? Are you on the right path? Are you angry because you have to be angry, or are you angry because you just want to prove a point? The third thing to do next is to identify warning signs. If you're like most people, when you begin to get angry, you begin to feel your heartbeat racing, becoming fast. Your face, your eyes becomes red. Your body begins to shake uncontrollably. You clench your fist, clench your jaw bones. Identify your warning signs. And when you see that you're becoming angry, you step away from the scene. Step away from the situation before you burst out in rage, uncontrollable rage. So you take yourself away from your triggers. Separate yourself. When you know you're getting angry, just take a step back and calm yourself down. Now let's look at the Bible perspective on anger. In the book of 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, the Bible instructs us to take into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, you can arrest every thought and situation and bring them to the obedience of Christ. You can choose what to think and what to dwell on. And if negative thoughts and emotions are popping up in your mind, you can also bring those thoughts, those emotions, in obedience to Christ. Arrest situations before they go out of control. When you feel yourself getting angry, the sooner you say no to those emotions, the sooner you say no to those feelings, the better. Be in control of your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. Be in control of your emotions, and not the other way around. Your emotions cannot be in control of you. Your emotions cannot tell you how to react and when to react. You have to tell your emotions, come on, calm down. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting into what you want me to get into now. So calm down. How do you control your emotions? The first step in controlling your emotions is to just don't react. Don't react, because if you react when you're angry, you're going to react very badly. What do you do? Calm yourself down and don't react right away. Now, you're getting it. And so when you calm yourself down, the next thing to do is to ask the Holy Spirit for help and for guidance. You see yourself in this situation. I have been in this situation before. I have done this thing before. Oh Lord, I'm about to get angry again. I'm about to explode. Father, take control. Lord, I am sorry. I am feeling those emotions. I am becoming angry. Don't let this emotion overcome me. Give me the grace to sustain. Give me the grace to retain my peace. I submit my thoughts, feelings, and actions at this time to your divine will. I bring them in obedience to you. Lord, help me get through this. In the name of Jesus. You take a time out to ask the Holy Spirit for help. You invite the Holy Spirit into that problem. And you begin to see yourself calming down. Now, after you have been able to suppress the anger, you've been able to calm down, you find a way to let it out. And by letting it out, it's not by going to beat up your spouse, your children, your family, or even getting into a fight with the person who offends you. No. You find a healthy outlet to let out your anger. Maybe through exercise, through walking, through listening to relaxing music, or doing something that helps you calm down. Find a healthy outlet to express your emotion. Now, when you feel those negative thoughts creeping back into your mind, you say, no. Bring those thoughts in obedience to Christ. Replace those negative thoughts with positive ones. And then the next thing to do is to forgive your emotional triggers. Forgive those things that triggers you to anger. Could it be your spouse, the way she speaks to you? When she starts, Lord, please take control. I forgive. You calm yourself down. And then you begin to realize, sometimes when you sit back to think, is it really worth it? Has it been really worth it? All this time I have been reacting so angrily, I get into fights, I get into lots of arguments and all of that. Was it really worth it? When you learn to rule your spirit, you begin to enjoy a healthier lifestyle. So you forgive those things that offend you, those things that triggers your emotions, that triggers your anger. Maybe your family, your friends, even yourself. Choose to forgive and learn to relax. Create a new pattern and you'll be glad you did. This is where we draw our curtain for today. In conclusion to all I have said, anger takes so much strength. It takes so much away from you. And it also triggers so many health issues. I bet you didn't know this. Anger triggers a lot of health issues. It's a cause for hypertension, high blood pressure, and the backache. There are so many things that are related to anger. So learn to control and subdue your emotions. You are in control, not the other way around. And so, when you put all of these into practice, you find a healthy way to express yourself without getting physical. Even you and the people around you will begin to enjoy a healthier lifestyle, a better life. You've been listening to Frank Talk with Grace. And if you've joined me so far to this point, I just want to say thank you for listening to the program. And I hope this topic today helps you or someone close to you to live a better life, to let go of those triggers, to let go of the anger, the fear, and to move towards having a better lifestyle. I've seen cases where people are unable to control their emotions and they beat up their partners to death. Anger is one of the causes of domestic violence. Like I said in the beginning of the show, there have been a lot of reports on social media. Husbands stabbing wives, wives stabbing husbands, domestic violence here and there, all as a result of uncontrolled anger. I hope when you're faced with a situation like this, you choose yourself instead. Choose to leave, because if you react in a fit of anger, nobody knows the damage it can create, and nobody knows anger have killed a lot of destinies. So this is a wake-up call for everyone. Learn to control yourself. Learn to rule your spirit. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again, I remain Grace E. Etta, your host on the show Frank Talk with Grace. Thank you for joining me, and please subscribe to our social media platforms. We are on YouTube, we are on Anchor, the podcast, and on Instagram as Gracelyn Etta. Thank you for joining me, and do have a wonderful and a beautiful day. God bless you.